Other stations promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Get ready for the most popular morning show anywhere on the internet. You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Mia, right here on LA Talk Radio. If you'd like to take part in the show today, give us a call at 323-203-0815. And now your program hosts, Sam and Mia.
Good morning. It's Thursday, December 19th. Welcome to the show. Mia, you already eating pizza?
I'm still chewing. Yeah. Hi. That's pretty good.
Yeah, pizza for breakfast. Do you like that?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Well, our guest brought us some pizza this morning, so I haven't had a chance to eat it yet, but I will because it's making me hungry now.
Yum.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. I haven't had pizza in a long time.
Yeah.
I was dieting and, like, training so hard, I, like, forgot all about that even existing.
Oh, no, I've eaten pizzas this week a couple times, I think.
Already. Really?
Yeah.
Look at you.
I love pizza, man.
Me too.
So, a rainy day in Southern California, I guess. And
yes.
It didn't, you know, I woke up expecting everything to be wet, but it wasn't, you know? It's just like, I think it just started or something.
It's just starting now, because I woke up like that, too. I walked outside, and I'm like, it looks a little gloomy, a little damp, but I'm like, whatever. No, it's like a very, very light mist.
Right.
Like not even a drizzle, a mist.
That's the kind of rain we get here, you know?
Yeah.
It rarely pours here, you know?
But it was really coming down on my way here.
Really?
Driving, it was a little frightening. Not so much for me because I can handle it. I've driven through like crazy snow before, but like other people on the road here, they just freak out if it rains. And if this continues like throughout the night, I feel bad for anybody that's like having a party because nobody's going to go.
Really?
You ever realize that? Yeah. Like nobody leaves their house when it rains.
Oh, come on.
It's crazy.
Not true. That's
I mean,
not true.
I do, but I'll be like the only one there like, hey, guys.
Yeah, right.
Let's party. No?
Come on.
Okay.
You're taking it too far. I don't think that's the case.
Seriously, though. No, most people don't end up going out.
They don't want to go
like,
out
my friends
when it
be like,
rains?
Yeah, like, let's make plans. It's supposed to rain, so I don't know.
Yeah.
I'll go out. If it doesn't rain, for sure, I'm there. But if it rains, I'm not going out. Straight up. I have text messages like that in my phone as we speak.
Wow. Uh-huh. Well, people are spoiled, let me tell you. What can I say, you know?
Damn you, Los Angeles.
Yeah. So you're getting ready for your trip tomorrow?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I started packing last night.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You're going to be gone for a while, huh? It's like a whole 2 weeks, more than 2 weeks,
count
the weekend.
Well, yeah, because I got my flight straight to Vegas from Chicago. I'm not coming back to L.A. I'm going to go straight.
Oh, wow. Look at you.
Like, why not?
Yeah,
we'll
exactly.
We'll see. I'm just totally going to wing it. Like, I have, like, a few different, like, groups of friends that are going.
Uh-huh.
And, I'm just going to kind of play it by ear.
Sounds
be like,
good.
All right, who wants to hang out with me? I'm here. So we'll see. Fingers crossed.
Yeah.
I always do something crazy like that, though, like for New Year's. You know, like last year when I went to Miami, I mean, I didn't really know the people that I was hanging out with. Mm-hmm. I just met them, actually met them like in like a party in LA, and they're like, what are you doing for New Year's? I'm like, I'm just flying home, I'll be in Chicago. They're like, well, that's not too far from Miami. And I'm like, why, is that where you guys are going to be? They're like, that's
not
where we live,
far.
Blah blah blah.
Far.
I'm like, no, it's not, it's like 2 hour flight.
Okay.
2.5 hour, 3 hour flight.
All right,
that's short for me. I mean, okay. Chicago to LA, well, LA to Miami is a lot farther, you know.
Yeah, 5 hours.
So I just figured I was already, you know, more than halfway there.
Yeah.
So I was like, come on down, we'll fly out. I'm like, right. And just like that, I did. Like, I always do something crazy like that.
Sounds good. Okay, well, you get to experience life, you know, and you travel and stuff, so it's cool.
I'm spontaneous.
Yes, you are.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, don't fall. Relax on the chair here. We have a guest that's got extra energy this morning, and he's drinking coffee, which I don't get
coffee.
It at all.
Three?
We'll get
two?
To our guest in just a second. Yeah. So did you hear that, I guess two people won that lottery that we were talking about.
No way.
In California, but they haven't discovered who it is yet.
What?
And one woman in Georgia. After taxes, she's getting $119 million.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Could you find something to do with all that money?
Yeah, charity.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
That's what you do, huh?
Oh, yeah.
That's a good idea. How much can you spend?
I mean, of course, you know, a lot of it would go to, you know, like my family.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I want to, of course, give back.
Believe me, it's going to take care of your family for generations to come.
Yes,
you know?
Exactly. And yeah. I'm going to, like, set up trust funds for, like, my great-great-great-great-great-great-grandchildren.
Exactly. and you'll still have $100 million left.
Yeah. I know.
So, wow, you know, I guess one is allowed to dream, you know. I mean, the thing is, God, you know, that's a lot of money.
That's
a lot of money, you know.
Yeah.
Many companies don't even... You know, aren't even worth that, let alone make that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that's a cool thing. So she came forward. You know how sometimes they just don't want to let you know who they are and stuff? They stay anonymous and stuff.
Sure.
But this woman seems to bathe in the spotlight and enjoy herself. So why not, you know? She gets to be a star.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, well, good. So I guess next week is a short week, right?
Uh-huh.
Christmas Eve is actually Tuesday, not Wednesday, right?
Christmas Eve is Tuesday. Christmas Day is Wednesday.
Right. Because sometimes it falls on Wednesday, Thursday, you know, so I get confused and stuff. But this year
sometimes
it's Tuesday,
it falls
Wednesday.
On a Friday, Saturday.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, that kind of sucks. I feel like I wish there were like certain holidays that like fell on like the weekends. I feel like actually every holiday should be made like around the weekend.
Right.
You know what I mean? So this way you have like a longer, you know, weekend.
Well,
I just
we'll
feel like it's such a pain because then people have to like go to work the next day.
Yeah.
Like,
well, we'll
no
put
fun.
In a request for you and maybe
right.
we can change that.
Yeah. Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks. Yeah.
Maybe
calendar maker people. I hope you're listening right now. This is for you. FYI. Please and thank you. Change the holidays.
Yeah.
Sincerely, Sam and Mia.
Yeah.
And the rest of the world. The
I
end.
Don't really care what day it falls on. Who cares, you know?
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's bring in our guests because they're like jumping off their chairs. They can't wait for the to get on the microphone. So welcome to the show. Why don't you go ahead and introduce them to us?
Oh, okay.
Us,
here we
are
have
your friends.
David Condon and Damon Kelly. David and Damon.
Hi, Mia. Hi,
good
Sam.
Good morning.
Hi.
Sam.
What's up?
So you guys are friends, right?
Yes, we are.
Absolutely. Okay, you're like buddies and stuff for a long time. How long have you known each other?
Oh, my gosh. At least, what time is it?
Exactly.
Actually, about less than a year.
Yeah, probably.
Really?
But, yeah.
Wow. And you've hit it off, good friends now and everything.
We're very good friends. He's
Absolutely. The
guy I wanted to be the cool guy in high school.
Yeah.
So, okay. And he's got a great leather jacket on today.
Yeah.
So.
Well, we've got to describe Damon, I guess, because, you know, David looks like everybody else, like me. But
gee, thanks. That's a compliment. That's a
yeah, I mean,
thing.
We look normal, but you stand out, definitely. You've got the long blonde hair. You've got the hat. Is that a croc skin or what is it? Snake skin?
Actually,
or?
I don't know. I took it from a friend of mine.
So oh, okay. It's
I just liked it and
skin.
I thought, well,
yeah.
I'll wear it.
Yeah. And you've got tattoos and everything, and you're a big guy. Yesterday we had a bodybuilder in here. I mean, that guy was like amazing, you know, how big he
mm-hmm.
was and stuff, right?
Yeah, 2 days
ago. But Damon's pretty, you're a pretty large man too, right?
Well, I mean, I'm originally from Canada.
Right. How tall are you?
I'm 6'2".
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and actually third generation from Ukraine, so... I guess that would explain the
really?
Ukrainian in me, maybe.
Wow, I see.
Yeah.
So you're originally from Canada. Where in Canada?
In Saskatchewan.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's really cold there, so we're happy to be here.
Say
yeah.
that five times fast.
Yeah, I never knew anybody from there, but, you know, there's always a first time. But I've heard of the province, for sure.
I think it's actually minus 34 degrees Celsius and a lot of snow.
Really?
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Yeah, it's chilly. So David, actually, on the
That's
way here,
painful.
Was saying, geez, it's so cold. I'm like, you know what? I'd be running in shorts right now.
Yeah, exactly.
This is awesome. This is a warm Saskatchewan day right now.
There you go, yeah. So, Mia, how did you meet the guys?
We actually met at a holiday party.
Yes, we did.
Oh, yeah. Why am I not surprised? It's at a party. That's where she spends most of her life, is at parties.
Well, I tell you something. We know so many of the same people. I'm surprised I haven't met Mia before.
Because, really?
Right. You know, maybe we have. We just don't remember. But
it's L.A. And I know people for 10 years. I've only seen them at night.
Yeah.
You know, that's the way L.A. is sometimes.
Really? So people don't come out in the light, in the sunlight.
Nocturnal.
Wow. So this is cool. So you guys were partying and stuff. Was it a cool party?
Oh my God, if I'm there, it's always cool.
Really?
Come on.
He's
you
the guy.
Go to a lot of parties too, huh?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. So I mean, do you get involved in throwing the parties and stuff?
Or, actually, I do. I have a huge party this Saturday, about 400 people coming.
Really?
Yes. We did a photo shoot Saturday. Mia's an amazing talent. She's very smart and beautiful. She's
absolutely
a very beautiful
Thank
model.
Thank you.
And I have a company called Babes in the States, and I also a real estate company called Canvan Realty Group. Babes in the States is a modeling company, and we have hundreds of models that – do these glamour group shoots, and I asked Mia to come, and I knew she'd book all her spots, and she's just outstanding. And we're all proud of her.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks,
guys. So you chose a profession where you'll be around beautiful women and stuff. I can't blame you.
Yeah, it's a tough day at the office.
If you've got to work, you know, you might as well be surrounded by beautiful women. I mean, there's nothing
Someone's
wrong with
that. Someone's got to do it, absolutely.
Absolutely. So when did you start this modeling?
About 3 years ago.
3 years ago. Yeah. Well, you obviously got horny later on in life and decided I'm going to do this, you know?
There we go.
Much later.
Yeah, right.
It's not like a childhood business or anything that you started.
No, it's a daily thing.
Right. So before that, you were doing real estate?
That's what I primarily do. I'm a commercial real estate broker. I sell apartment buildings.
Oh, really?
Yes. And I have a brokerage company in Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
And a realty group. And that pays the bills.
Sounds good, yeah.
And
you see, that's the thing. You got into the modeling not for the money, man. It's like, you know, I don't care if it pays the bills or not, you know. But no, I know what you mean, you know. I mean, yeah, it's always fun, you know. It's like I tell a woman, you know, if you're going to date a guy, you might as well date a guy with money, you know. Because a lot of nice guys with money, so why date a nice guy that's poor? You know, and
exactly,
yeah, and the same thing here. You know, I mean, if you can surround yourself with beautiful women, why not?
Well, it makes you feel good.
Exactly.
When beautiful women are around, everything's great.
Exactly.
You know, everybody, all the men, and men come and they pay money. And
the girls don't understand us at all.
I don't get it.
Huh? What?
They always come there, though.
Yeah, how can you go so crazy over me? I'm just sitting here, you know. But that's what men do, you know.
Yes.
I mean, they do those things. Mm. So, Damon, you're a musician.
Yes, sir.
Right?
Yes.
And is this something you always did?
I've wanted this since I was 3 years old, to
tell
you the truth.
To be a rock star.
Yeah, pretty much. It's just kind of in the veins, in the blood kind of thing.
Really?
And third album just came out, Love and Revenge, www.loveandrevenge.com. Uh-huh. Got a great team. I have to have a shout out to the team.
Okay.
Of course, there's me, Damon Kelly. I'm the lead singer.
It's a band. So you have a band.
Absolutely.
What's the band called?
It's Love and Revenge.
Love and Revenge is the name of the band.
Absolutely.
Okay.
It's my third record, but it is a debut record for our team.
I see.
We got Stefan Osterlin from Sweden. He actually lives here on guitars. Josh Gilbert on bass, which he's also here. Tommy John from New Jersey. Johnny Shandrick from Canada, Winnipeg, Canada, all in the snow over there.
Wow.
And we got a couple guys, Clay Borden from Vancouver, but he's here as well. And Terrence Shaw.
I see. You know,
we got a big team.
Seven-person team? Is that how
Well, I mean, it's including me, it's a five-piece band, but, I mean, you have to have road crew, you have to have management.
Right,
you have to
obviously.
Have, you know,
but it's a five-piece band pretty much, right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
And did you start the band?
I did.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. This is my first album was in 05 with Firehouse, produced by Firehouse, that sold 7 million records.
Wow.
And then I got signed in New York and Japan on my second album. And I just kind of took the reins myself in 2009, saying, you know what, I'm going to do this myself. I got to have the record deal and know that I'll stop it there.
Right.
But we do this all by ourselves, everything, absolutely.
Sounds cool. How did you guys all meet?
Actually, just over the years. Working with people, meeting with friends, and, you know, just you kind of handpick the right people. It's got to be the guy to do it. It can't be just any guy. It's got to be the guy, and that's real important.
And it's not just one guy. Obviously, you have to connect with a few of them
absolutely
to have a band, you know, and it's not easy, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, a lot of different personalities and egos and things like that, and everybody sometimes pulls a different direction. Are you guys able to collaborate pretty easily?
Well, the thing is like I don't want to be the cocky guy here or whatever, but this is, you know, I've spent my whole life doing this and putting this project together. It's taken me since 2009 putting Love and Revenge together, and it's got to be the guy.
Right.
And that's very important. And everybody a part of this project is, I don't have enough respect for them to say it even. Actually, I said that wrong. I have so much respect for these guys. Uh-huh. They are the guys, and it's an incredible team, and that's what it takes. Also part of the team is ARM Entertainment out of Minneapolis. Uh-huh. That's Brett Michaels, Dokken, Firehouse, Skid Row, all those guys.
Really?
Live Nation, Trent Schmidge, uh-huh. Out of Saskatoon, and worldwide, of course, Live Nation. And Michael Levine, LCO, Caitlin Lindsay, LCO... They're fantastic. Our publicist out of Beverly Hills. So there's a great team, and that's what it takes. Even right to the guy that does Pyro, Scotty Pringle, that did. He's from Surrey, BC, and he did Pyro for the last 10 years for AC/DC, Motley Crue, Kiss, everybody. Wow. You know? It's just awesome. Every guy has a very important part. Even Mr. David Condon, my good friend here.
Right.
This is the guy that just he's incredible.
Really?
You know, for promotion.
So you got involved with the band too, David?
I want to. It's like my bucket list. I get to tour with these guys.
Get closer to the mic.
Want to tour with these guys, and he's asked me to come with them on the tour.
Oh, really?
And that's like a fantasy for any guy.
Yeah.
You know? I mean,
there
come
you
on.
Go. Well, there you go. More beautiful women.
Like the movie Rockstar. Yeah. Remember Rockstar or Mark Smith, Mark Wahlberg? And then, oh, my God. Probably won't last 2 weeks. I want to come home.
We're going a lot longer than that. Sorry.
Oh, my goodness.
So do you guys perform live as well?
Absolutely. The album just basically came out. We opened up the Emmy Awards, South Pacific Emmy Awards in Vegas in June.
Oh, wow.
That was kind of the soft release, so to speak. And now just kind of putting all the pieces together, now is going to be the big launch.
Great.
I mean, it is available at loveandrevenge.com, but now it's time to really make some waves. Absolutely.
Cool. So, I mean, I'm curious to hear the type of music that you guys play and stuff. So you brought us three different songs. And so I have Breathe, I have Chicks Dig Rock and Roll, which I like the title. and then Get This Sucker Started, which is also cool. Which one should we play first, an upbeat song?
You know what? Let's do Chicks Dig Rock and Roll because that's going to feature a very big artist as a duet. I can't say nothing yet. That's one of the secrets that I talked about on the website.
Really? So we can play it, but we're not going to know who it is?
You're not going to know. You're going to know soon, but you can't know today, but it's that's a good thing.
I see. Okay. All right. Well, let's listen to Damon Kelly. The song is Chicks Dig Rock and Roll.
Hips, who's in there?
Wow.
Why That's did it amazing.
End? That is is that the way it's supposed to end?
Oh, no. You cut it off at the best part.
I did not cut anything off, man.
Really?
Oh, I swear to you, the whole thing played the whole... Here, let me try it again.
Oh,
Let's
my goodness.
See. Because I knew the song seems too short, you know? You see, it just
You know started. What? I don't know what went wrong there, but do we have time for Get This Sucker Started then? Maybe we don't.
No, we will. But you see, I think maybe Get the Sucker Started is probably not the whole song either. It says 2:22, 2 minutes 22. That doesn't make sense,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, there could be something wrong with
that. Yeah, I downloaded the songs. No, don't worry, but... That's the way I downloaded them, so I don't know, you know. But that's okay. I mean, we got a great idea. I just didn't like the way it ended so abruptly. But at the same time, amazing, amazing sound,
yeah,
man. I mean,
Thank
you guys
so
sound really professional, like, you know, the bands we hear on the radio.
Thank you so much. You know what? The thing is, we believe in rock and roll. We believe in what I do.
Right.
It's basically emulates... the Motley Crue's, the Def Leppard's, the Poison's,
right.
the Boston's. Waylon Jennings, Keith Urban's. Those are my influences.
Yeah, and I miss
too.
That.
Yeah.
There's like nothing like new coming out like that
this
anymore. I feel like a lot of people feel
absolutely.
That way too.
I grew up with this music. And
yeah,
you're an amazing
talent. It's pure guitar-driven melodic arena rock, and there needs to be a fresh sound. With all due respect to all the beautiful artists in the world that influenced me, this is why who I am today.
Yeah.
There needs to be a fresh sound, and I'm not going to stop. Until everybody hears it. There's a positive message. I have to say also, Sam and Mia, I have a Karma Foundation, our team, to help kids with wishes. Anybody in need, that kind of thing. That's
Very
important.
Marvin,
Marvin Epstein,
yep.
Eric.
I know him.
Absolutely.
Good people.
With them.
Yeah.
They're all good friends. So, I mean, like Mia said, I mean, music has to give back. It's a very powerful healing process.
Right.
And that's Love and Revenge's purpose, is we want to give back to the world with rock and roll.
Sounds
and it's
good.
Not just about the typical cliche of what it's about. No, it's about giving back and bringing a positive message.
Yeah.
I hear the accent pretty hard there.
I'm sorry.
Every guy wants to be in a rock and roll band, and we all. But I get to tour with you,
absolutely.
And I'm taking Mia.
And
we're going
to
go on
awesome.
Tour. We are going to. It's a fantasy. If you can't play in the band, you get to tour with the guys. That's
am
just
I invited
good.
Too?
You're,
absolutely.
You are
I so
always. You're coming on
always
on the band.
Heck yes.
On the bus.
Yay!
I'm so down.
We're high. High-fiving, Mia. We're high-fiving. Yep.
Yay.
So you're the lead singer, right?
Yes, I am.
You sound incredible. You
know, I'm really the lead singer, the songwriter, the guitar. I mean, this is essentially my project, but I'm the first one to say I can't do it without all the great team that I have involved. Like, a monsoon of respect for everybody. You know, David and the whole band and Clay and Todd and everybody. It takes a lot of people. Michael Levine, the publicist, you know, I mean, they do great work. They represented Michael Jackson, David Bowie, Prince. I mean, that's our representation. That's very huge.
That's awesome, yeah.
It takes a big team. There's a lot of people worldwide that are behind the project, and it's very humbling, and I appreciate and love everybody. And Merry Christmas.
How did you connect with the PR company?
It's been years getting to this point. It's there when people say we're going through the same thing that everybody else did.
Right.
You know, it takes a lot of years, whether you're a musician or a restaurant business or a drywall company, you got to pay your dues, you got to do your thing.
Yeah.
And then it's been a lot of years, but then I think you have to be true to yourself as a person, true to yourself as an artist. And you believe in yourself, you believe in what you do, and you don't stop.
Right.
It's as simple as that. You believe in what you do, you go.
Right. And that's the way to do it. You know, you can't quit in the middle, because then you'll never know.
No.
You know, you'll never know if it was meant to be or not. So you write all the music?
Yes.
So it is your project, like you explained and stuff, but...
Yes.
Do you
yes.
collaborate with anybody on some of the songs?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But I try and... I guess that's my point when you say you have to be true to yourself as an artist. Like, I mean, if you start bringing in 6-7 guys to the songwriting process, that's good. It's all good to take positive influence in.
Right.
But at the end of the day, you have to stay your own sound. You can't go with every fad that passes by every 15 minutes. Otherwise, you're just kind of fly by night. And like I said, I believe in what's happening. I believe in what I do. And wait till you hear Breathe.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, let's hear Breathe.
Okay. You might cry.
Really?
Yep.
So is that like a ballad or something?
Yes, it is.
Oh, it is. Okay,
yeah,
cool.
Yes.
All right. And then we'll pick it up with Get This Sucker Started and pick up the beat again.
Fantastic.
Okay. Whoops. Hold on. Wrong song. Breathe. Damon Kelly, so
you're
known by your name other than the just with the band, right? I mean,
absolutely, it's a band project. It was actually, honestly, going to be originally called a solo project. My first band was called Rock Karma, Rock and Karma. It's right. You know, a happy, positive message for the first two records. But once I started rehearsing with the new band here a few months ago, it was like, you know what? I don't want it to be Damon Kelly. I'm not that guy. I don't want my name out front. You know what? Yeah. Every individual person in the band is amazing. So, you know what? The album was going to be called Love and Revenge, and we decided, you know what? Nope. We're going to call it Love and Revenge.
That's
the band,
cool,
the album,
yeah.
Everything. Huh. And this is going to be for the rest of our lives. L&R, absolutely.
Yeah. So everybody feels that they're part of the group, and it's not like there's one person and then we're backing them up and all that stuff.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I didn't mean to say that it's my project and I'm the guy. I mean, right. I don't mean it
but
that
way. But you originated it, though.
But I do, you know, everybody's got something to put forward to the project,
right.
Songwriting-wise, title-wise, whatever-wise. Everybody deserves to be here. Including this beautiful man, David Kahn.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's important. So it's Love and Revenge. There's a lot that goes into Love and Revenge. A lot.
Awesome.
Absolutely.
Now, David, were you born here in L.A.?
Santa Monica, California.
Really?
Surfer, so, skateboarder. You
really?
Know, L.A.'s it went to high school with Sean Penn and
really?
Pablo.
So very few people born and raised here. You
I'm
know,
one of
so.
Them. I'm as L.A. as it gets.
So there must have been like only 100 people when you were born, you know. So, so there weren't that many people
He's
here,
one of those guys that was hard to get out of the house this morning because it was raining.
Oh, yeah. My God. Did they drive in this weather? I don't know.
So what was your childhood like in Santa Monica?
Oh, my child was great. My dad was a surfer, motorcycle. We used to go surfing, motorcycling, skateboarding.
Really? Wow.
You know,
what
we
a
lived
cool
on the
dad.
We lived on the beach with Malibu surfing and up the county line. And my dad was an amazing guy. He was an attorney and surfer and president of the synagogue, and just an amazing guy. I miss him very much.
Really?
Yeah.
He was an attorney too, you said?
Yeah, Santa Monica.
Oh, wow.
And I have two sons.
You do?
I have two sons.
Do you have
college.
Any siblings?
I have two brothers.
Oh, I see.
Mark
okay.
and Jeff. Jeff's an attorney. Mark lives in Santa Barbara, works for a bank.
I see. Okay. So there's always, when there's an attorney in the family, there's always going to be another one.
Well,
right?
I'm more of a client.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't seem to me to have the personality of an attorney.
No, especially when we're dealing with
you're
young
girls. You're too nice.
Yeah. You know, sometimes the girls ask me, do I have, you know, they try to flirt with me, and I say, honey, if I was 10 years younger, I can date your mother.
There you go, you know. That puts it in perspective for them. Huh? I know. Well, you don't want to date yourself, you know.
No, no.
Yeah, but it's funny. It is funny.
It is. It's you have to have, you have to have a sense of humor dealing, especially with so much drama with young girls. I'm almost
right.
like a hairdresser. They talk to me. I can't.
Right.
They talk and talk and talk, and there's always something goes on. Some drama, fight with the boyfriend.
Yeah.
Fight with the girlfriend.
And you have to hear about all that.
Yeah. They hate their cats. They love their cats. They hate their dad. You know.
Right.
You know. The
whole yeah. That's
oh
funny.
My.
So how many models do you have on the staff?
Oh gosh, we've done 25 shoots. We get about 20 to 30 models per shoot.
Oh really?
Oh yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, they're group glamour shoots.
So it's group shoots and
yes,
stuff like that.
Absolutely.
I see.
Yes.
Oh, so it's like something you specialize in, right?
Yeah, it's for the up and coming model.
Right.
Because this way she gets to improve her pictures on her Facebook and her website.
Right.
The photographer owns the image.
Right.
They pay a fee to come.
Right.
And what we do is we get beautiful mansions. We've done in Beverly Hills, Palm Springs, Malibu, Bel Air.
Wow.
And so
right.
I have something very clever. I don't right. want to pay the owner of the mansion. We can pay him $3,000. We
right.
say, look, you're going to go to bed Friday night. Saturday morning, you're going to have 30 girls in your house.
Right.
And I say, if you let us use your house for free, you get to come to every single shoot.
Oh, wow.
Because these guys don't want $3,000.
Right.
They
need
care,
to get a
right?
mansion.
Chair, no.
We need to get a mansion.
Yeah, they need the chicks. That's what they need. Well, good. So that's a good arrangement.
Yeah,
it works out.
It works well.
Yeah.
We do them once a month, and it's fun, you know.
Yeah.
And it's a win-win. The photographers get beautiful images of girls. Girls make money. And they,
right.
And they get their face shown out. And I mean, Mia did a great job.
Right.
Yes,
yeah.
Absolutely.
I mean, she is so pretty.
Thanks. It was so much fun.
Yeah.
It really was. It kind of gave me a new perspective on, you know, my life and the direction I want to go. And I kind of gave up modeling and never really thought I'd give it a second shot.
Don't give up.
No, you don't give up. All the photographers loved you. Our company's called Babes in the States. We're called Babes in the States, by the way. That's our name.
Right. Yeah, you mentioned that. Yeah, mm-hmm. Babes in the States.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Sounds good. And there's no shortage of models here in L.A.
I get some model submissions from all over the world.
Really?
Every day. Facebook, mostly on Facebook.
Right.
And every young girl wants to be a model.
Remember right.
Marsha Brady. You know,
right.
I'm never going to be a teen model, you know,
yeah.
But every young girl wants to be a model. And so it's sometimes they don't fit the right. It's hard.
Right.
You know, you have to actually have the right look because the photographers
right.
are paying money to come.
Right. They want perfection. You know,
oh, yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Mm-hmm. yeah,
that's why, you know, I mean, there's different levels of beauty and stuff like that.
Exactly.
But you need the perfect, you
right.
know.
That's right.
Yeah. Look, your head is getting so big
yeah.
now when we're talking about this.
No.
She deserves to be there, absolutely.
It was definitely a very, very flattering experience,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah.
And the
and
other
it's
thing.
It's led to other things, so I'm really
No, you could
excited.
Definitely take it to another level.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I've learned, you know, when I was first starting, oh my God, the girl's hot, she's so pretty. But she's not pretty on camera, but you have a talent. I mean, you should keep going.
Absolutely, me.
No, really.
Thank you.
Really.
I mean, I think I will.
And this is a beautiful thing. I mean, it's all about networking and meeting friends. I mean, we wouldn't be sitting here if we didn't meet Mia, you know. We're,
that's true.
It's all about friendships and good karma worldwide.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, it sounds good. So now we have, so let's play another song. I actually like the music a lot, you know.
Thank you.
And, David, is this your kind of music, too?
It's so my kind
Close
of music.
To the mic.
It's so much kind of like my music. I can't wait to go on tour.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like a bucket list, you know, to go on a tour in a rock band.
Right.
I mean, I like the music. Obviously, I love Damon because he's my friend.
Thanks.
And I just can't wait to go on tour with you guys.
I can't wait to see what you're going to do on tour.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, well, he's going to bring all his babes in the States.
Yeah, that's right. There we go. That's how it all rock and roll.
Babes in RVs, no.
Yeah.
Babes in buses.
Bikinis and martinis.
Oh, no, Brett Michaels already did that. We can't do that.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
We got to figure it out.
So you're going to be touring soon?
Absolutely. I would like to say lots right now, but I can't.
Okay.
And I shouldn't because I should just be quiet.
Okay, but you're going to be traveling around the country and stuff?
But I just can't.
Okay, so how will people find out about it? By going to your website?
Yeah, you can go to www.loveandrevenge.com, L-O-V-E-N-R-V-E-E-N-G-E.
Okay.
Absolutely.
And, okay, so they can go there and you're going to make an announcement and everything?
There's always announcements, yeah. There's always Facebook, but the actual page is loveandrevenge.com. And
right.
there's pictures, there's free previews, there's my first three albums, and, I mean, everything's there. But we have to stay kind of quiet till about January 5th.
Right.
And then look out Hollywood, look out L.A., look out world.
Really?
Yeah, look out.
Okay, sounds good. We'll look out then. You heard it here first.
It's all good.
So what are some of the bands that you liked growing up? I mean, obviously Bret Michaels, you mentioned that, so you
know, I mean, probably Poison, Motley Crue's a huge influence to me.
Right.
But Waylon Jennings to Keith Urban to you know, just everything. I played.
So even like country music and stuff.
I played country in the circuit for 6 years full time,
really?
48 weeks a year. Absolutely.
Wow.
Loved every second of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was influenced by Kiki Freeman, the Texas Jew Boys.
Yeah.
Why does that not surprise me?
That's great influence.
Captain Geach and the Shrimp Shack Shooters.
Oh, my.
That sounds like a buffet, not a band.
Also, Dickie Doo and the Don'ts.
Oh, my God. That's awesome.
Oh,
all right,
my.
Well, let's hear another one of Damon's songs. This one is Get the Sucker Started, and it's not the whole song. I'll just try to fade it so it doesn't end abruptly. So let's take a listen here. I have a feeling it's another rocking song, right?
Absolutely.
Let me tell you a story. We had a house full of people just sitting around doing nothing. It's getting kind of late. So what do? You crack a cold one. Let's get this sucker started.
The Sucker Started. I love this song, man.
It's awesome.
Yeah, you guys are good. You guys are good.
You know what it says at all? Get the sucker started. You know, it's the reason why we write songs as artists and the reason why we're out in rock and roll and what we do is because it's supposed to make people feel good.
Right.
You know, you got to feel good. It's got to be happy. It's, you know, we don't want negative energy. We don't want that. The world is hard enough to live in.
Right.
We want to be happy. We want to put smiles on everybody's face.
Yeah, for sure. Now, you have a pretty high voice in the songs. Is this something that you had to learn and stuff, or did you always just have this?
Nope. That's been since day one. I've always liked the Sebastian Bachs and the Vince Neils and the Cinderella. And, you know,
the really high.
Yeah.
And that's what they do in rock. I think it really sounds good when when they sing it that high. Because sometimes I wonder, why did they go so high? But it makes your voice sounds great.
Well, you know? And the thing is, you have to be melodic about it. It's right. You don't want to try and sing that highest note. You want to be melodic. And that's what I grew up with. And it's just about portraying your message as an artist, you know. And that's what I grew up with. And this is my take on everything that influenced me in the world. And I'm happy.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Yeah. David, now, are you into music as well?
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
I grew up, you know, in the 80s. And I like the oldies. I like AC/DC, Aerosmith, Metallica.
Those are classics, you know. I mean, everybody loves those and stuff.
Yeah. And Motown. I love Motown.
Yeah, Motown.
And country. I love country.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I love Ricky Skaggs and George Jones and Waylon Jennings.
Wow.
Come on.
Wow, that's pretty cool. Well, I don't know. I was never able to get into that music, but what do I know, right? Well, we're talking to Damon Kelly and David. What's the last name?
Condon.
David? Condon. Okay, thank you.
Like condom.
Like condom.
I'm here for your protection.
It's unwrapped and unsensitive.
I'm sure you've been teased about this all your life.
Because it's fourth grade.
Yeah.
Unwrapped and interactive.
Yeah. Oh,
goodness.
Oh,
yeah. Good morning, LA.
Yeah. I don't know what it is with condoms, though, man. But
no, we don't like them.
No, we don't like them.
No,
nobody
does, we don't.
You know,
no,
it's terrible.
It's a mood killer.
Yeah, it's a mood killer.
It's safe, but it's a mood killer.
It's like calling time out for 30 seconds.
Right? Exactly. You know, and then here, wait for this while I squeeze my dick into this thing, you know?
I have absolutely no say in this because I have never
worn
a condom in my life since I'm a female. So I really have nothing to say in this conversation. Yeah,
exactly.
That's why you have to choose the right one, people. Yeah. Absolutely.
The right condom.
No, the right woman. Oh.
The right one. How do I know? We're talking about condoms.
No, I'm trying to make this a family show now.
Like
now you ruined it.
This has never claimed to be a family show.
Raped for her pleasure.
Now you can see how I want to go on tour with her.
Yeah,
there we'll get you both invited. We can do the radio show on the road. It'd
yeah,
be awesome.
There you go. Oh, that'd be man. Cool.
Oh, good.
Oh, too much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when you guys travel, I mean, is it in the classic bus and everything? Is that what you guys do? Or do you
actually a lot of stuff is flying because it's the world today. I mean, it's not 1982 where you can jump on a bus and you're all
there.
It's 2013 and that's what we're trying to do. We're not trying to be 1982. Right. We love rock and roll. We love having fun, of course, but it is 2013 with downloads and iTunes, and you know, I mean, we have to adapt to 2013.
No, absolutely.
Yeah. Plus, I'm kind of a diva, so if I'm going to be any part of this, I need to fly. No roaches.
Okay, done. We'll
I'm
get
totally
you a private
kidding.
Jet.
You'll
just meet us at the Ritz-Carlton's at each town.
You got the private jet. We'll go on the bus then.
I love the revenge credit card.
Oh yeah. God.
You don't want to travel in a bus full of marijuana smoke and
God.
No, we don't do that.
Get on in the back.
No, we're writing songs. Yeah. And I'll just shut up. There.
That's okay. It.
No.
So I'm not going now.
This is a family show. Remember that.
So how do you get the equipment transferred from one place to another?
A lot of times, I mean, if we're on a tour, like we're going to do our tour in Canada, in you know, just kind of in front of the Juno Awards in the spring. A lot of times, sometimes we'll take gear with us in the bus, but a lot of times it's just, you know, it's kind of the rider it's there. I mean, going to Japan, going to Germany and, you know, Europe, whatever like that, it's like you hire production companies there because you really can't. It's like I said, it's not 1982. Right. You have to live in 2013 where everything's kind of there and that's how it has to be.
So you don't have to have your own equipment every time. I mean,
we have our guitar and amps.
Your guitars and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But not all the big amps and all the lighting and all that stuff.
No, but we have our, you know, we got Johnny Shandrick from Canada, our sound man. So he's got his, you know, we need this and this. I mean, everybody's got their riders. We need our Marshall amps. We need our, we need to know that we have our personal things.
Right.
And then as far as the front end and lights, that's up to the club. Or actually, there's not many clubs now. It's kind of arenas and stadiums and stuff like that. So,
Wow.
So that's, it's fun.
Yeah. So now, I imagine you guys have fun on the road and stuff. Do you guys perform here in LA as well?
We haven't yet, but of course we will. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And honestly, I have to say that it's not really just a bar band kind of thing where we're going to go play every club kind of thing, but just... You know, we really
being arenas.
We really put our heart and souls into this, where we we went for it.
Right.
We're all in. And it's not to knock the beautiful clubs around LA and stuff like that.
Right. But you have different dreams, though. I mean,
yeah, the goal is pretty high, and we're there. So,
yeah.
Absolutely. But there's nothing wrong. It's beautiful to play an intimate and interactive show.
Right.
Absolutely. I hope we can do that for you people here.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Like Unplugged or something.
Absolutely. Like yeah. We've done, I mean, that was the Emmy show in June 15th of this year in Vegas.
Oh, wow.
For the Emmys. It was three of us on acoustics and doing one single off the record. Yeah, it was a great show. It
sounds
was awesome.
Good.
And it was televised to 22 million people. So, I mean, that was...
Wow.
That was a big... first Canadian to kind of do that kind of
great,
thing. So
great.
That was fun.
Now, where can people find your music? Every iTunes, all these places?
iTunes beginning of January, just because we have a lot of stuff that's going to happen in the next week. That's where
So you don't want to release it yet.
Yeah.
Right.
I have to be quiet. But yeah, loveandrevenge.com.
Okay, so you get all the music from there or links to it or whatever.
Absolutely. Everything's there.
Great.
Yeah.
And there's going to be news about your travel, I mean about your tours and all that stuff, so people will be able to find out about that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Now, you get me all curious as to what's going to happen January 5th, but we'll have to wait and see.
Oh, I want to tell you so bad. But
yeah. I'll tell you.
No.
He didn't sign any confidentiality.
No. It's exciting what's going to happen. It's going to make history, and it's pretty legendary. So I'm pretty excited. I'm kind of chomping at the bit to say nothing or say something, but just can't. So hopefully you guys can have me on again with the band, and
we can
do a couple things, and we got a lot of news coming very soon.
Yeah. And now, David, where can people find you if they want real estate, if they want modeling, all that stuff?
Thank you very much. For real estate, my company is called Camden Realty Group.
Uh-huh.
Can I give them my phone number?
Of course.
310-413-8462. I've been selling apartment buildings for about 28 years, and we just got four more in escrow. And if you want to sell your apartment building, I am the best broker in the LA. I've been selling close to over 245 apartment buildings. For Babes and Estates, if you want to model, call me, 310-413-8462, or send me your model submissions to my email, funsundave@gmail.com. That's fun. FUNDAVE@gmail.com.
FUNDAVE@gmail.com sounds good. Very
so
original.
So funny.
Santa Monica boy.
Wow.
A beach boy.
Oh, baby.
Okay. Yeah, there you go. Okay, well, Damon Kelly, thank you so much.
Thank you.
David Condon, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Shalom. Yes, shalom to you as well. All right, then Mia, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mia.
We'll see everybody tomorrow.
Thank you, darling.
You have been listening to Sam in the Morning with Mia, which airs every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you have a question for the show or if you'd like to inquire about sponsorship opportunities, please send an email along to sam@latalkradio.com. Sam in the Morning with Mia is a production of LA Talk Radio, where we say what we want.